I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
This show's at home, so no need to get dressy, but you can bet on the fact that we will both be quite messy. It's Watch What Happens Live at Home with Wendy Williams now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with a woman whose hot takes are more essential than that little bottle of hand sanitizer we're all carrying around. My guest tonight just made her triumphant return to her studio for season 12 of The Wendy Williams Show, airing weekdays. Check your local listings. Let's give a warm how you doing to Wendy Williams. Hey, Wendy.
How you doing? Hi, Andy. Thank you for having me. Hi, everybody.
Thanks for coming. It's a big night to talk about all things Bravo, and what a great week you had on your return to the studio. So we've been needing to hear your opinion about so much, and tonight we will get a whole lot more. Hey, programming note, coming up right after this, it's the premiere of Bravo's Chat Room with Portia Williams, Giselle Bryant, Kate Chastain, and Hannah Berner. Tune in to find out Portia's opinion about Nene leaving the Housewives and for Giselle's reaction to her dad's hot mic moment from tonight. Now, Wendy Williams is such an avid Potomac fan that she probably spends more time squawking about these women than T'Challa. Tonight, we finally saw the epic confrontation between Monique and Candace. Wendy, I need your reaction to all the drama tonight. What was your reaction to that altercation? What did you think?
Well, first of all, Potomac, the first season, got off to a slow start. And you recall me saying, I don't like these women. Not because I don't like them, but because, you know, they're boring and so on and so forth. But actually, they're one of my favorite franchises now. And I thought that, why are they fighting? I thought Monique was better than this. And the idea that they didn't just fight in the house. They fought outside in the backyard. Too much. And then when Monique got home, I felt so bad for her husband. You know, he's an ex-football player. They seem to have some money, you know, a lake house and a big house and all kinds of stuff going on. I just think they could both do better. And I there are some women on that show who just are better than fighting. What I like about Potomac is that they're better cursing each other out than they are fighting, only because fighting is beneath them. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
What was your reaction to the moment between Karen and Ray, where Ray said, after all these years, you know, he didn't know if he was in love with her anymore.
I've always thought Karen is too good for the show. Just because, Andy, it's the Housewives. You know what I mean? She just seems like such a, you might know her different than me. All I know her from is watching through the TV, and she's a woman of a particular age and her husband and stuff. And I just have always thought of her truly as the grand dame who doesn't need to be on reality TV. And now look where we are with this. Reality TV sometimes does things to relationships. And that was very sad to see Karen talk to the marriage counselor and say that she will always love.
You think the show is responsible for that marriage, the troubles they're in?
Yeah. Yep.
Were you surprised to see Giselle's dad's hot mic moment? And if you were Giselle, would that be enough to make you want to drop Jamal for good?
No, because I'm a grown woman. I'm going to do what I want to do. But it would give me enough thought to sit and think about it. He's got seven kids, you know, but she's too young for that too. He's got no money left over after you take care of seven kids. Excuse me, to take care of her.
All right. Well, I am so glad that Wendy's back in the studio dishing on Hot Topics from her purple chair. But if I don't let her go off on Housewives this second, she might ask me to take several seats. So I want to go through some even more Hot Topics with the Housewives. What's your take on NeNe announcing she's leaving the show? And are the two of you still close buddies?
NeNe is my friend, and I know her as Lanithia. I don't know her as this person on reality TV, just what I watch, you know. But I believe, and I told you this also, I believe that this is not a truth. NeNe has quit the show several times, and you'll have her back. And NeNe likes attention, dramatic attention. I don't know what NeNe's going to be doing for money. I'm not trying to count coins, but, you know, The Housewives is that one thing that all the girls use to promote their other stuff. And while NeNe is as famous as Bethany, Bethany has turned it into a legitimate multi-million dollar situation. Do you know what I mean, Andy?
Yeah, it's a great driver for it's a great driver for promotion, and it's a great place to be known and be out there.
And what are they going to do? Is it going to be like Greg and NeNe? You're going to give them another reality show? That's boring. How about NeNe being a grandmother? That's boring. You know, NeNe and her own kids? That's boring. NeNe trying to figure out Hollywood? That's boring.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, listen, I think she probably has a lot of opportunities, and hopefully she will
She did say that the phone's ringing.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I think her phone's always ringing. She's done a million other, you know, a million other shows. What are your thoughts on Ashley and Michael's relationship in Potomac? Do you believe Michael when he said he only kissed the woman and then passed out?
No. He's in his underwear, and he's already been pegged a weird kind of guy sexually anyway, in terms of, you know, whatever floats his boat. I don't believe him. And it's up to Ashley to decide what she's going to do. But again, Ashley, where else is she going to get money? So she's got to stay here on these Housewives and work it out. I like their plot line.
Well, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to be in the relationship to stay on the show. The ladies don't care for Giselle's fashion choices. What's your opinion?
Well, I mean, that's not something I'd wear, including the glasses. By the way,
Giselle is going to respond to that on Bravo's chat room in about 20 minutes, just so you know.
Oh, perfect.
Where do you land on the T'Challa of it all? Are you pro T'Challa or anti T'Challa, the bird?
Anti. Birds belong outside, flying free. They're frightening, and they also make a lot of noise.
General reaction to the Roni reunion, Wendy. Did you enjoy the in-person Roni reunion?
Yeah, I did. I like the New York girls. Hey, are you getting a black New York housewife? Is that true?
Let's hope so. Is her name Wendy Williams?
Andy?
Thoughts on Dorinda's departure?
I'll miss Dorinda. She's a nice woman. She's very, very vulnerable and maybe too sensitive to be a housewife. I thought she should have stayed.
Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Denise Richards or Lisa Rinna?
Oh, Lisa Rinna. Only because Denise hasn't been there long enough for me to really, you know, follow it like that.
Thoughts on Garcelle's first season?
Uh-huh. I didn't think she'd deliver, but she delivered. She's good.
She is good. Thoughts on the rumors about Kris Jenner joining the Beverly Hills Housewives? Would she be good on the show?
It's beneath her. Only because Kris runs a huge empire, bigger than me, you, and both of our shows and put together. She doesn't have that kind of time.
All right. Wendy, we have a lot of viewer questions for you. Love Housewives 2 wants to know, what happened to DJ Boof?
We mixed it up this season. There's a lot of stuff that's new around here, including my set, my elephant Cynthia's here, the Wendy, the double door.
Your elephant is named Cynthia?
Yeah, she has eyelashes and everything. I painted her myself. She's a cheetah elephant.
She's cute. Wendy, we have a few members from our virtual audience who are dying to ask you a question. Let's start with Justin. Justin, what's your question, man?
How you doing? Wendy, you've been teasing a new man on Instagram for a while now. So can you tell us, you know, a couple of details?
I haven't been seeing a new man on Instagram. I've been showing you pictures of me with friends. And when I do find the man, he will not be on my Instagram. That is one thing I will not be doing. You know, I do wanna, you know, get to, like, Andy, it's lonely out here in these streets. You know, you throw yourself
sure
back
is.
Into work. You throw yourself back into work. I've got Cynthia and Chit Chat, or excuse me, My Way and Chit Chat at home. But, you know, I can't wait to get back to dating, and I'm not gonna lie about it. I will not lie. And what I won't do is get involved with putting on this show, getting involved with putting on Instagram, nothing like that. No, no, no.
You're gonna keep it on the down. Kelly, it's your turn.
Oh, hi, Andy. Hi, Andy. Hi, Miss Wendy. You got a lot of criticism saying some unpopular opinions on your show. Is there anything you said that you still regret to this day?
Anything that you regret over the time on the show? I have to think there's stuff you regret all the time and then you move forward, right?
So forward to the point that I forgot. So no. No regrets.
Well, Wendy and I are blessed to have spent thousands of episodes stirring the pot for our interviewees. And while each on-air moment has a special place in our hearts, I'm not sure the same could be said for our memories. Wendy, we love playing this show. My staff plays it with me all the time. We're going to play Were They On Your Show? Some celebrities are going to appear on the monitor. We're going to guess if they appeared on our shows. Okay, America, pray for us. First, Ralph Macchio. Has Ralph Macchio been on either of our shows? I think he's maybe been on my show. You?
He has been. I watched it. He's been on your show and he's been on my show.
Okay, let's reveal. Yes, both shows. Wow. Okay, what about Brittany Snow? I do not think Brittany Snow has been on my show. You?
Brittany Snow has been on my show.
Let's reveal. Oh, we both are wrong. Okay, Lonnie Love. I have not had Lonnie Love on my show, but I would like to.
Well, she's been on my show.
And you say yes. Let's reveal. Yep, okay. Sarah Hyland. She has not been on Watch What Happens Live.
She's been on.
Okay. Oh, no, Wendy, she's not. Okay, what about Kellen Lutz? Kellen Lutz, I remember.
Yes,
he's been
Kellen
on my
Lutz.
Show. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we remember Kellen Lutz. Russell Peters.
Yes, he's been on.
I think he was on my show too. Yes. Bellamy Young. Yes.
Yes, both shows.
Yeah. Okay. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. No.
No. No.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Okay. Amare Stoudemire. I always mispronounce his name, but he's been on my show. Stoudemire.
He hasn't been on my show. I saw him in traffic one time in Old Life, and the man put the window down and said hi. Stoudemire practically ran a light just to get away from us. It was so crazy. And all
let's reveal. Yes, he's been on both shows. Thank you for playing. That's awesome. That was a fun game. He's been on your show. Yeah.
Okay.
I won. Okay. Now, if summer 2020 has taught us anything, it's that wearing a face mask helps to prevent the spread of COVID. But tonight, this one is going to help us spread a little gossip. Wendy, some recent pop culture moments are going to appear on my Magic Clubhouse mask. Please don't mask your opinions. Okay. Are you enjoying the virtual award shows?
I don't like the award shows, even when they're not virtual.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending. What's your unmasked opinion?
Good for them. They had a good run, and now they can make all of their money with their social media followers. And you know, Kim definitely has got it in spades. She can slowly work on her divorce, and life goes on.
Ooh. What's your reaction to the WAP music video? Are you a fan?
I only know the song. I haven't seen the video. Sorry.
Okay, what's your response to Kanye West running for president?
What, with the birthday party, are you a part of that? No, Kanye, sit down and be well. Sit down, Kanye, and be well and figure out your life.
What's your opinion on the Versus Instagram Live battles? Patty and Gladys, Brandy and Monica?
I didn't see it. I don't like all that virtual stuff. I just want the corona to be over so we can all get back together.
I mean, you are so funny.
I know my mom and dad saw that, you know, and like my sister and my brother-in-law, they saw it. But yeah, back to going to bed.
Wendy does not mask her opinion. Wendy, Matt P said he loves that you've been watching Below Deck Med during quarantine. Whose side were you on in Hannah's firing, Hannah or Captain Sandy?
I'm not into it that much, but I enjoy the show. Like, I watched episodes of last night. You know, I didn't know that I would like that show, Andy. But being on quarantine and not really being a Netflix person and all that other kind of stuff. Like, I go old school. Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 11. Yeah. And so Below Deck is on Channel 18. And I watch it and I
know, but you found Channel 18 for other programming.
Well, I have. Like, for the Housewives. And Andy, by the way, it frustrates me that you guys run too many movies on Bravo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they're
not
even
interesting.
Yeah, and I don't stop for the movies, Andy. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, that's cool. I love your opinion. I love your hot takes. Wendy, Hillary C emailed and said you look absolutely incredible. How did you lose 25 pounds during quarantine? I mean, I didn't know you had 25 pounds to lose.
Neither did I. But when we first got, we were on quarantine here at the show for 7 months. And when we first started, the first 2 months, I was eating everything. Like, But then again, everybody wasn't wearing masks. And we were still going out and going inside of restaurants. And then the last 5 months, I just got turned off to food. My food, the food at the restaurant. Because, you know, I'm like, okay, if we're under quarantine, who mixed this meatloaf? Has he been tested?
Yeah, right.
Has she been tested?
Right.
Yeah. And who touched this bread to make a sandwich? So I kind of got turned off. And you know, they have those protein shakes and all that stuff where you just twist the cap.
Yeah.
That was my thing. And then every once in a while, you know, every once in a while, I would go to the grocery store. I'd quickly pick through fruit and, you know, a little chicken, you know, you roll it up with Swiss cheese and you eat it. But that's how I did it. I didn't even try.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wendy, Sam N. said, when you said in a CNN interview that some other talk shows look disgusting in their home setups, who were you referring to?
All of them. No, you know what? I'm a particular decorator, and people had things to say about my house, too, when we were broadcasting for those quick weeks, you know, outside of my house.
Yeah.
But I just, you just think that people are gonna have more pizzazz going on, and not pizzazz that they call in the decorators to decorate because, ooh, you know, we're home live. Like, you could tell the difference between when somebody decorates for themselves and when somebody calls somebody in.
Right, okay. Well, it is time for
This Day in Bravo History.
Thanks, Paul. Today marks the 40th birthday of Bravo's resident Peter Pan, Shep Rose. Shep, in lieu of a gift, I am going to show a clip where you are much younger. Here is Shep on the very first episode of Southern Charm.
I'm a ladies' man. You're a ladies' man.
No, I'm just a man.
You're what?
I'm not even that. I'm a boy.
You are a boy.
Yeah.
You're a boy. If you weren't crawling on couches when you have a few too many drinks, maybe you wouldn't have
people rejecting
that me. That is why you'll be a bachelor forever.
I will, won't I?
Yeah, you will, Sheppy. Happy birthday. Tonight I'm going to end
really
the show
cute.
A little differently. He's cute. First, I want to thank Wendy Williams for being here. Watch her every day on The Wendy Williams Show. Hey, check out our after show on Twitter Live now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right. The Wendy Williams Show airs weekdays. Check your local listings. Wendy, it's so good to see you. I'm so happy to kiki with you a little bit. We have more questions for you. Brenda T said, I'm obsessed that the executive producer credit on your show still says just Wendy. Are you going to keep it like that forever?
What's it supposed to say?
Well, it might just say Wendy Williams.
Well, no, you already know that I'm Williams. I've been here for 12 years. I mean, I use Williams when I do business meetings and sign stuff. And actually, I do Hunter. My legal name is still Wendy Hunter. I mean, you know, I spent a quarter of a century with that man. And our son, who's 20, his last name is Hunter. Just Wendy.
Going back a little bit to the beginning of the pandemic, we shot the big Atlanta reunion. We spent a lot of time kind of torturing Nene about her friendship with you, and the other women had really strong opinions about your friendship. What was your reaction to that conversation?
Well, a lot of people have said that Nene is using me for social media or whatever Nene would use somebody for. And I didn't consider it a usation. I've never been to Atlanta to see Nene. Nene likes to stay out of the house. So Nene flies to New York. And if she's here and I have time, I see Nene. If I don't have time, I let her know. Nene, I'm busy. So I don't listen to that. I know who Lanithia is, and it's something deep in the heart.
Yep. You said during Watch What Happens Live you expect Kim and Kanye to get divorced. When do you think that'll happen?
Sooner than later, hopefully.
Why do you say hopefully?
Well, because she needs to be free. She needs to be free to date. She can't be caught out there dating other men and cheating and things like that. They can't have an open relationship. You know, that seems like a nice thought, but you know, they can't have an open relationship. They've got four children, and I bet you she spends all of her time with them as opposed to not, I mean, you know, I know she still works, but you know, she's the primary parent and he's off in Wyoming making music. You know, and clothing and trying to figure out his life and urinating on Grammys. Just saying.
Oh my Lord, all right. Well, during Hot Topics, Wendy loves to shine a light on Real Housewives drama, but after one too many on-camera phone calls, she felt like she was flying a little close to the sun. So I want to pretend Wendy got some calls from other housewives during filming. I want to know, would you take the call? Okay. Karen Huger, would you take the call from Karen Huger?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How about
I like Karen.
How about Teresa Giudice?
No, I'd rather watch her. Her story is okay. So sad.
Okay, what about Kenya Moore?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's taking the call. What about Luann De Lesseps?
Yeah, we spent time together this summer.
Oh, you did in the Hamptons, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, what about Portia Williams?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, what about Margaret Josephs?
Yes.
All right, what about Dorinda?
Yes.
What about Giselle?
No, because I don't really know her like that. You know, and the commute's too far. You know, if I'm gonna pick up the phone, Andy, like I don't have a car anymore. You know, you get around the city the best way you can and picking up the phone on that would never amount to a real friendship where I'm visiting her or she's visiting me or something like that at another time.
Okay, what about Sonia Morgan?
Yes, I like Sonia.
Okay, last up, do you pick up the phone for Marlo?
Yes, I like Marlo.
All right, thank you.
I've talked to you. No. I think Marlo deserves a peach.
Yes, I know. I know. We have talked about that. And I love it. You picked it up for pretty much everyone but Giselle and Teresa. Very good. Well, the Wendy Williams Show airs weekdays. Check your local listings. Thank you, Wendy. It's great to see you always.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, everybody. And
how you doing?
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.